Welcome and Sabbath blessing to everyone. We will begin our children's Sabbath lesson. We're still in Desire of Ages, chapter 7, as a child. This is part 2. We will begin with our opening praise of song. It's taken from the book of Psalms 100, verses 1 to 2. And it's called, Make a Joyful Noise Unto the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, O ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. We are his people. And the sheep of his pastures, enter into his gate with thanksgiving, and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. And little one, it is he that has made us and not we ourselves. So before we have opening prayer, I would just want to say welcome to those that are listening on the phone and those that will be listening in a later date through recording. Blessed Sabbath to everyone and hope and pray that you will be blessed. Any one of the little ones would like to have opening prayer, mommy or daddy? Babula?
Our Father, thank you for the still to have this blessed day. I thank you for the still to wake us up this morning. Let us be able to understand right from wrong and to be having mercy on others who don't know you yet. Let us be able to understand right from wrong and to be generous and whatever we have of other people in our houses or if we come to them. Let us be able to be reverent and unselfish and noble in all our ways, and let this lesson be able to teach us what we need to know. That way we can be able to tell others how they must deal with their sins and how they can repent from it. This my prayer and this special name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us begin with our study, opening with a scripture. It's taken from John 1:46 from the King James Version, and it reads, And Nathanael said unto him, Can there any good things come out of Nazareth? Philip said unto him, Come and see. This week, boys and girls, we will continue part 2 in our chapter of our lesson as a child. So we will be covering in the Desire of Ages, chapter 7, and we will be discussing pages 70 to 72. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following scripture, Babula.
Luke 1:47. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile.
Sabbath blessing, everyone. Taken from Luke chapter 1, verse 48. Nathanael said unto him, Whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, Before Philip called thee, when thou was under the fig tree, I saw thee. Amen.
Jude 1:24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to represent you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Amen.
Luke 1:25. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Luke 2:52. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man.
John 1:14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Praise the Lord. So let us continue in Desire of Ages, page 70. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph, bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 70. Thus to Jesus the significance of the Word and the works of God was unfolded, as he was trying to understand the reason of things. Heavenly beings were his attendants, and the culture of holy thoughts and communings was his. From the first dawning of intelligence, he was constantly growing in spiritual grace and knowledge of truth.
Every time they gain knowledge, as Jesus did, as we try to become acquainted with our Heavenly Father through his words, angels will draw near, our minds will be strengthened, our characters will be elevated and refined. We shall become more like our Savior, and as we behold the beautiful and gain in grand in nature, our affection goes out after God. Amen. Amen.
Desire of Ages is page 70. While the spirit is audible, the soul is invigorated by coming in contact with the infinite through his works. Communion with God through prayer develops the mental and moral faculties, and the spiritual power strengthens as we cultivate thoughts upon spiritual things.
Boys and girls, who may gain knowledge as Jesus did, and what will draw near as we try to become acquainted with our Heavenly Father through his word?
The answer is every child and angels will draw near, our minds will be strengthened, our characters will be elevated and refined.
So let us continue our reading. We are still in Desire of Ages, page 70. Anyone would like to be able to take the next paragraph?
Desire of Ages, page 70. The life of Jesus was a life in harmony with God. While he was a child, he thought and spoke as a child, but no trace of sin marred the image of God within him. Yet he was not exempt from temptation. The inhabitants of Nazareth were proverbial for their wickedness. The low estimate in which they were generally held is shown by Nathaniel's question.
Desire of Ages, page 71. Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? John 1:46. Jesus was placed where his character will be tested. It was necessary for him to be constantly on guard in order to preserve his purity. He was subject to all the conflicts which we have to meet, that he might be an example to us in childhood, youth, and manhood.
Desire of Ages, page 71. Satan was unwearied in his efforts to overcome the child of Nazareth. From his earliest years, Jesus was guarded by heavenly angels, yet his life was one long struggle against the powers of darkness. That there should be upon the earth one life from the defilement of evil was an offense and a perplexity to the Prince of Darkness.
Desire of Ages, page 71. He left no means untried to ensnare Jesus. No child of humanity will ever be called to live a holy life amid so fierce a conflict with temptation as was our Savior. The parents of Jesus were poor and dependent upon their daily toil. He was familiar with poverty, self-denial, and privation. This experience was a safeguard to him.
Praise God. Good job, everyone. So question, boys and girls. How was Jesus' life with God, and where was he placed, and how was he as a child? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
A life in harmony, and Jesus was placed where his character would be tested, and he thought and spoke as a child, but no trace of sin marred the image of God within him, yet he was not exempt from temptation.
Desire of Ages, page 72. In his industrious life, there were no idle moments to invite temptation, no aimless hours opened the way for corrupting associations. So far as possible, he closed the door to the tempter. Neither gain nor pleasure, applause, nor censure could induce him to consent to a wrong act. He was wise to discern evil and strong to resist it.
Desire of Ages, page 72. Christ was the only sinless one who ever dwelt on earth. Yet for nearly 30 years he lived among the wicked inhabitants of Nazareth. This fact is a rebuke to those who think themselves dependent upon place, fortune, or prosperity in order to live a blameless life. Temptation, poverty, and adversity is the very discipline needed to develop purity and firmness.
And faithfully and cheerfully acted his part in bearing the burdens of the household. He had been the commander of heaven, and angels had delighted to fulfill his word. Now he was a willing servant, a loving, obedient son. He learned a trade, and with his own hands worked in the carpenter's shop with Joseph. In the simple garb of a common laborer, he walked the streets of the little town, going to and returning from his humble work. He did not employ his divine power to lessen his burdens or to lighten his toil.
Great job, boys and girls. Question, what was Jesus' life in Nazareth familiar with, and how was Jesus' home life and behavior? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is poverty, self-denial, and privation. And Jesus lived in a peasant's home and faithfully and cheerfully acted his part in bearing the burdens of the household. He was a willing servant, a loving, obedient son.
Praise the Lord. We would like to share a beautiful scripture song with you, dear ones, and it's taken from Jude chapter 1, verse 24 and 25.
Now unto me that is able to keep, able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy.
Desire of Ages, page 72. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph.
Desire of Ages, page 72. As Jesus worked in childhood and youth, mind and body were developed. He did not use his physical powers recklessly, but in such a way as to keep them in health, that he might be the best work in every line. He was not willing to be defective, even in his handling of tools. He was perfect as a workman, as he was perfect in character. By his own example, he taught that it is our duty to be industrious, that our work should be performed with exactness and thoroughness, and that such labor is honorable. The exercise that teaches the hand to be useful and trains the young to bear their share of life's burdens gives physical strength and develop every faculty. All should find something to do that will be beneficial to themselves and helpful to others.
Desire of Ages, page 72. God appointed work as a blessing, and only the diligent worker finds the true glory and joy of life. The approval of God rests with loving assurance upon children and youth who cheerfully take their part in the duties of the household, sharing the burdens of father and mother, Such children will go out from the home to be useful members of society.
Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. So, boys and girls, what kind of workman was Jesus, and what physical strength that developed every faculty? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
He did not use his physical powers recklessly, but in such a way as to keep them in health, that he might do the best work in every line. He was perfect as a workman, as he was perfect in character, an exercise that teaches the hand to be useful and trains the young to bear their share of life's burden. Amen.
So we will share a beautiful song as a reminder for all the little ones that when you do your little chores around the house, or your mommies or your daddies or even a neighbor that may not be able to do for herself will be able to call you for service, just remember that it is also a way to build your character and remember that you're representing your Savior. Let's try our best to be able to do everything possible to be able to pattern our living Redeemer. And this is the song that I will share with the children, and it's called Here Are My Hands. Here are my hands, help them serve. Let my mouth speak your words, and my ears to hear your voice. Got my feet to follow your path. Got my eyes to see all that you want me to be, and I will obey you with all my heart, and I will obey you with all my heart. Praise the Lord. So next week, we will continue with part 3 in our lesson book, As a Child. So now we will ask for closing prayer for any one of the little ones or mommies or daddy that would like to have closing prayer. Come up to the mic. Or may you all kneel as possible. Righteous and Heavenly Father, as we come before Thee, Lord, to give You thanks and praises. Thank You, dear Lord, for allowing the children's story to be able to come in smoothly, even though we started a little bit late. But we thank You, dear Lord, for all the blessings. Please bless these and all the children and also their parents and help them in their daily tasks, dear Lord. Help us while we're doing our chores as well as our daily walk, that we may be able to pattern You, Father Jesus, and be transformed into Your likeness. Forgive us all for our sins and iniquity, Father Jesus, that You prepare us for the next service. And we thank You, and also we glorify Your name this day. Amen. So next week, we will continue with part 3, and that will finish our lesson. We have created activity for the children to be able to enjoy the rest of the Sabbath. And we hope and pray that they will be familiar with the words that they have just read and continue on growing in grace. May you all have a blessed Sabbath. God bless everyone.